Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I wanted to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever felt like you are trying to communicate yourself so well, but you feel so deeply misunderstood? I have felt that way so many different times in my life, and because of that, I have developed techniques that allow me to communicate better, and I'm like, hey, these techniques have absolutely changed my life, and I was like, I need to share them with the Skinny Dipping fam today. What is up, guys, and welcome back to Skinny Dipping. I'm Kayla Rose. I'm your host, aka Sunday's KK, or the podcast is Skinny Dipping Diaries on Instagram. And this is the podcast, Skinny Dipping, where we strip down and dive in metaphorically to the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create the change that we want to see in our lives in an actionable way, a way that actually allows us to embody all the things that we are learning, knowing that these things take time, and practice is key to creating familiarity in the brain and to create new ways of responding to the world. But as long as we keep practicing, the evolution and the change will happen, and we will live a more joyful, fulfilled, and vibrant life. And that's what I want for you guys. Today is no different. We are diving in to the era of the phoenix, which the era of the phoenix is basically like, okay, how can we have that click moment, that aha moment, that instant transformation moment? The metamorphosis of the butterfly happens over time, but the transformation of the phoenix is like up in flames instantly, that aha, that click moment. And sometimes we understand things in a new way. We've heard something a million times, but we understand it in a new way that just feels like it resonates with us so deeply. And I hope each episode is like that for you today. I hope each episode is like that for the whole season. But today, I hope that is this moment for you, because we're going to be talking about communication. That is like the overall arcing topic that I really wanted to get into, is like, okay, communication in relationships, whether it be in family dynamics, relationships with a partner, friendships, work-based relationships. I just think that relationships are a huge part of our life as humans. We are relational beings. We are pack beings. We are ancestrally coded within our DNA to be beings who love to live in community. And even though a lot of our capitalistic post-industrial revolution society has enforced that we are to be independent, we are realizing now, as we're moving into this age of Aquarius, the golden age, where we're like, wow, like, no, we need each other. It's not codependent, where we're like relying on each other and affected by each other's triggers and traumas. It's not that. It's the difference between codependence, which is like the far, like we are completely intertwined, and then independence, which is just like, I don't need anybody but myself. I'm doing it solo. I'm doing it for me. Neither of those benefit us. We need to find the balance in between, and that's where we find interdependence. Interdependence is incredibly powerful because it means we can play off each other's strengths, and we can, you know, depend on each other emotionally for support. It's like we are supporting each other. But it doesn't mean that we are responsible for everybody. And that is that beautiful little balance. I want us to find interdependence. And the human collective is really based off of interdependence and interactions and relationships, and it's a huge part of our lives. So why shouldn't we learn how to properly communicate in a way that makes everyone involved feel understood and in a way that makes everyone involved feel heard? That is the goal today, is to teach you the lessons that you need to know and these techniques that will allow you to feel heard and will allow others to feel more heard by you. And before we get into it, guys, make sure to hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening on, because it really does help me when you hit the subscribe button, when you share this episode on a text or you share this episode on Instagram or whatever. It actually boosts the algorithm of the episode and allows more people to discover skinny dipping. And I just want more people a part of this community, because this is my purpose. This is my love. This is my work. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of you who show up and listen. I'm so grateful. If you guys want to do something like this, like I'm doing, by the way, social media, podcasting, I'm hosting a second round of podcast camp and the dates are up for it below. So go and sign up. Hopefully by the time this episode comes out, I don't know if there's going to be spots available, because I only have 20 spots available. Last time it filled up pretty quickly, but if there are spots available, go get it now. Because I just feel like if you are called to this type of work, there is a reason for it. You are called to your passions and your dreams for a reason, because there is a part of you that knows that it is meant for you. I genuinely believe that, because I look at my friends and I'm like, oh, we all have different dreams. And, you know, I'm not attached to their dreams. I don't want what they want, and I want what I want. And therefore, I know it's like genuinely meant for me and my spirit and my soul. And there is a breadcrumb from the universe that is telling me you should go for it. So if that sounds like you, go ahead, join the podcast camp. And I hope to see you guys there. Honestly, everyone loved it. I could go through reviews, but I know I have in last week's episode. But people have monetized, people have grown their social media, people are moving through mindsets of self-sabotage around being seen on social media. So many good things came out of it, and I cannot wait to teach another round. I feel like I have a true passion for teaching and helping others accomplish their dreams. So I love this 3-day container, because it's just like a super quick way to just get all the information that you need and honestly change your entire path. So let's get into it today, though, because we're going to be talking about communication, relationships, and the ways that I build rapport. So I want to get into a little definition. If you want to take your notes out, we want to build rapport with people. This is one of the first things that my therapist taught me 4 years ago, Dawn Zadas. She has an amazing book called The Communication Codes. And so much of what I have learned in communication is from her. And that book is short. It's amazing. If you feel called to it, I think you can order it on Amazon, or I don't know, but look up Communication Codes by Dawn Zadas, D-O-N-Z-A, Doss, D-O-S-S. It completely changed my life, the work that she's taught me, and she was the first person to introduce me to rapport. Rapport is basically when you have a connection with someone that feels like you have this open line of communication. You can trust them, you can communicate with them, and this type of rapport is actually broken very frequently, and we break rapport without even noticing. When you feel in rapport with someone, the definition of that is feeling like, oh my gosh, like I feel like I can talk openly with this person. I can open up to them. I can share how I'm feeling. I feel like we feel connected right now. It's hard because sometimes I can't put it into words, but connection is shared. Like I genuinely believe, like if you have a crush on someone, if there's like chemistry between you when you talk and when you hang out, you're both feeling that way. And if you are hanging out with someone where you guys just do not vibe, I bet you are both feeling that way. Not 100% of the time, but I feel like most of the time connection is shared. And when you have rapport, you have that open line of connection between you and somebody else where there is this trust, this understanding, and this ability to open up. When somebody breaks rapport, what happens is we close down, we close off, we don't want to share, we may get angry or frustrated or point fingers and blame. And when somebody breaks rapport with us, they are mishandling us. It's like when you have a sensitive package full of fragile items and you give it to UPS and you say, handle with care, please. Like, please handle with care. And that's what building rapport is handling our connections with care, because if you don't handle it with care, and if you say something that breaks somebody's trust or makes them wrong and blames them and comes at them, you're not going to get what you want. You're not going to get what you want. You're going to break that connection. You're going to break that trust. And in that, you're going to break that rapport. So the purpose of all these techniques that I'm about to get into is truly to hold rapport between you and other people. Because even if you don't agree with somebody all the time, it still feels good to hold a respectful connection where you both feel open to share how you feel. And if you break rapport, oftentimes you lose that connection with somebody. I know I've had people in my life who have completely disrespected me and broken rapport, and I just say, cut out. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't want friends in my life who are going to disrespect me or talk to me in a certain way. And if you break rapport with someone, you'll probably lose that connection, either very openly where they'll be like, I'm done with you, or just like, well, they'll distance themselves from you, or you'll distance yourself from somebody else because that rapport, that connection has been broken. So the first way, also, this is just so big for me to talk about because it's something I really have to work on, and I'm not perfect. I don't do all these things all the time, but I really try to use my toolbox and use these techniques in order to communicate specifically with my partner. I feel like with my friends, I do a really good job at not blaming them, not making them wrong, at just like really, you know, keeping that strong rapport between the two of us. I feel like with my friends, I do an amazing job at that. And I feel like it's the respect that I have for my friends and the boundaries that I've kept in place over my life with friendships. You know, I don't cross that boundary. But I know that some people with their siblings or their parents, their family members, or their partner, their person, their life partner, their romantic partner, the lines get a little blurred. We get a little too close for comfort. Disrespect happens. Respect gets lost a little bit. And we start to say things we don't always mean, or we say things in a way that do not land properly.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's do a little check-in. How is your social battery right now? Close your eyes, a little check-in. I like to call it a little like temperature check. And what I've realized is it can be so easy to ignore our social battery and our emotions and just spread ourselves so thin, especially with social gatherings picking up now that it's like getting into springtime. And therapy can really give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. For me, I feel like it's helped me balance me time versus time with others, and it gives me another person to process my emotions with. That's what I love about therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, I would definitely recommend giving BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part is you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, because that's important to find the person for you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/skinnydipping to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/skinnydipping. It's also going to be linked below. Go sign up for BetterHelp and give it a try.
And this is something that my therapist taught me 4 years ago that I finally really embody today, is knowing how something lands. You can truly believe from your truest intention that you are saying something from your heart, from your soul, in the best way that you can. But if it is landing rude, aggressive, hostile, or just like not the vibe, like that's what matters. It doesn't matter what your intention is. Sometimes it matters how it lands with the other person. And this all comes down to calibration. Calibration is another word I want you to learn because it's really helped me in communication. And it's basically calibrating when is the, you know, appropriate time to talk about something. What is the appropriate state to approach somebody at? You want to approach somebody when they aren't already frustrated about something else. You want to approach somebody when they are open, when you know they will be ready to receive what you have to say, even if it is constructive criticism or something like that. You want to make sure if you are bringing up your feelings, you want to calibrate the right time, the right place, the right moment, the right tone of voice. Using calibration is key because, you know, you can have the best of intentions, but if it lands in a rude or hostile way, you aren't going to get what you want. Because when you come to somebody and you want to express your feelings, or you want to express something that needs to be changed or something that you want validated, okay? That's usually when you would come to somebody, when you need some sort of change, some sort of apology, some sort of new action, or just some sort of validation. You approach somebody and you know, it's the right time, the right place. They're open. They don't have anything else going on that could, you know, be brought into the situation that has nothing to do with you. You know, that is when you're going to get a response that is open-hearted and loving, solution-based and caring. But if you come at somebody when they just got home from work and they are stressed and they haven't sat down on the couch for one moment and you're already yelling at your partner, you're already telling them off at what they didn't do and you're using a rude tone of voice and it's not the time and it's late at night maybe post-work and people are tired or people are hungry, these are poor calibration times. We do not want to bring up important emotions when someone is hungry or tired or burnt out. You want to wait to calibrate for the time and the place and the moment and the state of being, the emotional state, where you know that that person is going to be responsive. If you care about this person, if you still want them in your life, choose your words wisely, choose the timing wisely, and really calibrate how you want to make things land. And this is really coming from a place of love. Coming from a place of, wow, I really want me and this person to work this out. I really want to be heard and I want to hear this other person and I want to communicate and I want to come up with a solution and an action moving forward. When we move from this place of love, it is not always well received, but if you are able to calibrate and check in on how somebody is feeling and if they have space, then you are going to be more likely to receive the love that you want in return. You're going to be more likely to receive, you know, the validation that you want in return. It has to be at the right place at the right moment. My boyfriend reminded me of this literally last night. I started bringing up something about our life and, you know, our future together. And we had been drinking and, you know, in life, you and your partner may want different things at certain periods. And that doesn't mean you're wrong for each other. It just means you are both prioritizing your individual desires. And it's okay if they don't always align at every single point in life. In fact, it would be crazy to believe that you and your partner are going to want the same exact thing all the time. That is not going to happen. It's very rare. Like, you will not find that. And in fact, like, we often find people who want different things than us because they bring different sets of values to our life. And I started bringing up this conversation and we both were like, you know, a glass of sake in, not even a glass, like a whole bottle of sake in, a whole 350 milliliter of sake in. And he's like, Kayla, this probably isn't the best time to talk right now when we're drinking. In my mind, I was like, oh, we're having a good dinner. Maybe this time would be a great time to talk about it. But he was right. Honestly, Hobbs, I'll say that. If you're listening, you were right. It's not the time to bring up emotions when you're drinking alcohol. And for me, I should have calibrated better. And I said, you know what? You're right. We had a little bit of a tiff. And then I came back, took a deep breath. And I was like, you know what? Let's put a pin in it. I want to enjoy our dinner. We will talk about this at a better time when our emotions aren't elevated by this sake that we're drinking. And he was so right. And it is so important to calibrate the time and place. That is the first thing that I will say. When you are building rapport, calibrate the time, the place, the state, and see how it's going to land for the other person. Never talk to somebody when they're hangry. Never do it. Never talk to me when I'm hangry. I will be the worst person ever when I'm hangry. My blood sugar gets so low. I get so reactive. And don't try to bring up something when you're hungry or you're tired or you're burnt out. Calibrate to your own emotional state as well. So that's the first thing that I want to bring up. The second thing is, okay, now we've set the scene. We know when to go in. When do we go in? When, you know, you're on a walk with your partner, you guys are grabbing coffee, you're having quality time, and you preface like, hey, I have kind of something important to bring up. Do you have space for it? Ask for space, and then if so, go into motion, and then you put these other techniques in play. The first thing is using I language. I feel this way. I'm experiencing this. This is what I see is happening. This is how I am experiencing it. Knowing that your I is not always the truth, is not always the bigger picture, because sometimes we can get consumed by our emotions. And other times we're extremely accurate and we need to trust our fucking intuition. It's both and. But when we say, you're not doing this, you're acting this way, you made me feel this way. Oh, no, 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 sweetie. My therapist stops me right there and she said, somebody else can make you feel something? Or are you the one creating the stories, creating the narratives, and then reacting to them? You're the one creating the emotions. Even if someone is treating you poorly we are the ones that are creating the emotions within ourselves. And when we say, you're making me feel this way, you do this, immediately you're attacking somebody. And what is the natural response to somebody being attacked? Somebody's going to defend. The ego wants to defend, it wants to protect, it wants to keep all of us safe individually within our own bodies. And if we feel like we are being attacked and we are in any sort of danger, even emotional, verbal danger, even, you know, just any sort of type of coming at somebody, if you're coming at somebody, they're going to be defensive, point blank. You can't expect them to not be defensive if you're coming at them. So just stop and remove you language. Stop and remove you language. You did this. You made me feel this way. That verbiage is not used in arguments or conversations or disagreements where you want to keep a rapport and connection and love with that person. Immediately when you go to you're making me feel this way and blaming the other person and coming at them, they're going to be on the defense and you're not going to get what you want. You're not going to get the validation that you want. You're not going to get the love that you want. You're not going to get the new action that you want because that person's main focus in that moment is going to be to defend themselves and not to listen to you. People stop listening once you attack them. So I've had to learn to use I language. You know, you can always like be like, oh, maybe you didn't mean to, maybe you didn't realize this, but what I felt from this situation was this, and what I experienced from this situation was this, and what I'm needing is this. That's also so important is don't just say how you feel, also express the solution. Don't just come to your partner with the problem. Come to them with what your needs are. Know your needs, know what the medicine is, and in that you can get to, you know, an equilibrium much quicker, much faster, with much less blood on anybody's hands and hearts. So using I language and stop blaming the other person. This will change your life. It will allow you to be more heard, more understood, and more validated because people can hear you. When you also take personal responsibility for the parts that you played as well, you know, realizing like, oh, I could have probably done this better. And what I need moving forward is this. So I think that when we step into the I, it makes people less reactive and we're able to be validated sooner and validated more authentically, which is genuinely what all of us want. We just want to be validated. When we bring up how we feel, sometimes we don't even need the problem fixed. Sometimes we just need to be validated and heard and understood and for someone to tell us like, okay, I get how you're feeling that way. Even if I don't agree with you 100%, even if I didn't mean to, like I get why you're feeling that way. I can put myself in your shoes. And that type of validation is just all is what all of us crave. It really is. It's what soothes the soul. Sorry. That's kind of a tongue twister. What soothes the soul is validation. The second thing that I want you to be mindful of is your tone of voice. So this is something I had to really pay attention to because I'm a very loud person. When I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm mad, I'm just loud. I have a voice and it travels very far. I'm a great projector. I grew up in musical theater, live theater, and I project my voice. So when I start to get passionate about something that I'm talking about, my tone of voice can shift and I can get loud. And that loudness, even if it's not intentionally yelling, can come off hostile and can make somebody close up. And that breaks rapport the moment that I start raising my voice. Also, if the tone of voice maybe isn't loud for you, but maybe if it's just like judgmental or sarcastic, these are all ways and all these different tones that truly break the rapport. And what I want for you is to be mindful of your tone of voice. And if you start getting passionate or heated, what I want you to do is take a beat. This is the third thing. If things get heated, if things are building up, if emotions are being felt, it's more important to regulate by yourself than expect the other person to regulate for you or to expect to co-regulate. You cannot co-regulate together when you are working through something with a partner. I mean, you can if you guys are like hella evolved and you can like sit there and do some like deep hugging tantric breaths, like crazy evolved couples, like they can do that. I love them for that. That's not where me and my partner are at. We're very humans still in our relationship. We're not to this like crazy archetype of like this beautiful, but sometimes unreachable, like perfect communicating couple that can like sit there and breathe together through their anger. Like, me and my boyfriend don't do that. Maybe when we're older, maybe when we're more chilled, but we need to take a beat. We need to walk away. We need to take space. And in the taking of space, we're able to regulate, calm our heartbeat, calm our body, realize that we're safe, and come back to the conversation with a heightened perspective that's coming from this bird's eye view. This overlooking perspective that's not taking things personally as much, that's wanting to find a solution rather than just fight. And sometimes you just need space to process, and you need space to take a beat and take a breath, and that is okay. Allow yourself to use that tool and that technique in your toolbox whenever you need. It's not a bad thing. Even if you walk away frustrated or pissed off, you can say, I love you. I'm starting to get really pissed off. I need 10 minutes. Boom. And sometimes you need to put a pin in it and talk about it at another time. And it's about calibrating and knowing what your body needs, what that other person needs, and making sure that you can try to meet your needs both in the best way possible. So using I language and stop blaming, checking in mindfully on your tone of voice. And then if your tone of voice is, you know, not what it needs to be to have a proactive conversation, take a beat, take a space, take 10 minutes, allow yourself to use that tool in your toolbox whenever you need. The fourth thing that I want to talk about is the power of validation. I truly believe, like I said before, everyone just wants to be validated when they bring up something they want to talk about. Like, so what do we do? How do we validate? And what is validation? I really believe that people think that they don't want to validate someone because they say, I don't agree with them. I don't agree with what they're saying. I didn't mean to do that. That wasn't my intention. And it's like, just because it wasn't your intention doesn't mean that wasn't the impact you had. And that's what I want people to realize. You cannot agree with someone, and you can, you know, not have intended to do that. And you don't have to completely say, you're 100% right, I'm 100% wrong, I'm so sorry. That's not what validation is. That's this extreme form of validation. Sometimes it's necessary for someone to take full accountability, but in reality, when there's two energies working in play, you probably have both played a part in the toxicity of your interaction. So it's really important to understand validation isn't you're 100% right, I'm 100% wrong, and completely taking full responsibility, or, you know, really completely agreeing with someone. That's not validation. Validation is truly, validation is saying, I can step into your shoes and I can see how you would feel that way. Do you see the difference there? It's not all or nothing. It's very nuanced. It's very this, like, you know, it's not black or white. It's the rainbow in between. It's not, you know, completely agreeing or completely disagreeing. It's realizing, okay, I can see how you would feel that way. If I could step into your shoes, even though I didn't intend for that, even though that wasn't my intention, I could see how I made you feel that way, and I am so sorry for that. And that is validation, is stepping into somebody else's shoes and just making the effort to understand. And the power of validation is in that moment when you validate someone or they validate you, you feel so seen and you feel so understood, even if they don't 100% agree with you. And also, if you are the other person and you are expecting the other person to 100% agree with you, you need to check your fucking expectations, because we all have different perspectives. We all have different points of views and different ways that we see things. And in reality, no matter how much you love somebody, no matter how much you have, you know, chemistry and connection and great communication, there will be times where you just don't see things the same way as somebody else. And instead of getting so mad about it and fighting about it, why don't you just accept that that's a part of relationships and a part of connection, and knowing you need to also validate that person too for how they're feeling. And trying to step into somebody else's shoes and understand them, I believe, is the greatest form of care and consideration and love. And that's what I want in my relationships. And if you want that in your relationships, you also need to be that. You need to embody that. You need to act that way, because how can you expect people in your life to act differently if you don't? And I think that's where people get stuck in like the self-improvement and like spiritual awakening spiral, is they like want everyone else to be different, but they're not willing to be different and choose different. And I think that first we need to be the person that we want our partner to be, or the friend to be, or the sibling to be. We need to be that person first and lead by example, and not in a way where we are resentful and holding it over their head, but in a way that's like, wow, like I'm going to be the person that I want to be loved by. I want to love in the way that I want to be loved. I want to treat others the way that I want to be treated. Like, it's the most basic wisdom that there is in history, but at the same time, it is so potent to be like, I'm going to be the person that I want to love. And in that, I'm going to validate others, listen to others, try to understand others, even if I'm so frustrated, like even if I genuinely can't see their perspective, I'm going to take a beat and really make my best effort to try to understand. I'm going to make my best effort to step into their shoes and validate them. And, you know, this is to be used for connections where you know that the love is reciprocated, that you know that the evolution is reciprocated, that you know that you both are working on yourselves and you're both willing to change. You also can't be the only one doing this work. It takes two. In a connection, you need both people to be willing to learn and evolve and change and shift and grow. You can't do this work all on your own. And if you are, you probably are not with the right person, because the right person wants to change and grow with you and realizes that, like, hey, we all have our shit to work on. And it's not a bad or good thing. It's not making somebody wrong. That's something I also want to say, is like, the fifth thing is like, stop making people wrong. I guess that goes along with the first of using I language versus you language, and like, stop blaming. But if you make somebody wrong, you have immediately broken that rapport with that person, because nobody wants to feel like they're wrong. They don't want to feel like they're the bad guy. And it's like, if you are making somebody else the bad guy, you are really lacking the nuance of the situation, because everyone plays a part. And I think it's so important for us to really try to be the person that we want to love. And in that, we ourselves, as the skinny dipping listeners, as the people on this journey, as this team, as this group, need to be ready to make these changes and implement these techniques that I talked about, so that we can create the ripple effect for the world. Because if you learn how to use these techniques to build rapport, to build connection, to protect connection, and communicate with love and loving intention to other people, it will create a ripple effect on the world, and we will all speak kinder to each other. Communication is the way that we connect as humans in our little languages, you know? We just have created these languages, and then like, we use them to like communicate with each other, and it builds a sense of connection. And it's like, might as well learn how to do it right. Do it from love. Do it in a way that just like feels so aligned with our soul. And knowing that when we do that and when we make the change, we will attract people who also are making the change. And we will also attract the partners that we want. And we will also make a ripple effect to the world, so that we can all treat each other with more respect and more kindness and build this collective rapport with people. I love you guys so much. That is it for today's episode. Make sure to subscribe if you're new. Share this with somebody that you love. And let me know your thoughts or your stories with, you know, rapport. And if you thought of moments during this episode that made you think like, oh shit, like, I do that. I blame my partner. I make them wrong. Or, oh shit, my tone of voice like does get sarcastic or passive aggressive, like whatever it is, like take note. It's not to make yourself feel bad. It's just to notice, so that you can truly gain the awareness that it takes to create this evolution that you are, you know, evolving and becoming. So I'm so proud of you and everything that you're doing. And know that these are all techniques. They're not to make you wrong. You are perfect just the way you are. You are inherently worthy. And I'm so fucking proud of you. I'm Kayla Rose. This is Skinny Dipping. And if you guys want to talk more or have like personal questions about life, the Soul in Progress community is a great place to do that. Message me now. I love you guys forever. And yeah, ciao. Bye. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinny dipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinny dipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/skinny dipping.